WWER, this is 88.1 Colonial Beach Community Radio, and I'm your host, Eric, for Talk of the Town. This is actually part one of Talk of the Town. We're outside, and I am here with Evan Vang. Evan, how are you doing?
Good. How are we doing today?
Great. Thank you for being on Talk of the Town.
I was happy to be here.
And I'm here with Joseph Glover. How are you doing today?
How are we doing? Doing good.
And you go by Joey?
I go by Joey, yes.
Okay, and thank you for being on Talk of the Town.
Happy to be here.
Okay, we're standing outside Colonial Avenue. If I look at this, I see Peddler's Market on the right. I see this kind of a door, a huge gray brick wall. A little bit further in, right across from the self-storage units. And then there's a trailer here, Van Gogh Bistro, Kung Fu Kitchen Experiment. It's a food truck in front of this building. Gentlemen, Evan, tell me, what is this?
Okay, so what is happening is a lifelong dream of my friend here, Joey, which will be Fat Chance Pub and Billiards. We're in the build-out stage right now. We've had our plans brought back to us from the architect. But in the meantime, we've brought this food truck here to begin get the excitement going for the project.
Okay, so Fat Chance Pub and Billiards is going to be in this huge building just to the right, if we're looking at just to the right of Peddler's Market.
That's correct. That's right.
And this is a lifelong dream?
Yes. Yes, I've always wanted to do this. We've been planning this for, the better side of 20 years, basically. It's always been now it's on the front burner. I'm in a position to do it. So I said, you know what? Why wouldn't I do it?
Okay, before we go in there, what is the food truck doing out here?
So the food truck, the reality is when opening a restaurant, you have a lot of time that you have to do the build out, spend time on the build out, but you still have to pay rent. So the idea is two things. We're going to kill two birds.
Okay.
We're going to make revenue, but then we're also going to introduce.
That's important.
The most important thing. So we're going to make revenue, but we're also going to be able to test the menu, make sure that the community receives it well, let them get a preview of what's to come. And we'll cycle out different menu items throughout the process.
Okay, so you're going to offer the menu here. People can come taste it.
Yes.
You'll adjust it and eventually create the menu for the inside.
Yeah, so we have the menu. We have the base menu in place right now. It is coming a lot from this Kung Fu Kitchen Experiment menu that I've had in the past. Me and Joey have talked about the things that he wants in there. It's going to be very much American fare, but we're going to have a spin on it so that it's not the same thing that you see everywhere else.
Okay, so to put this in perspective, when we met before this, Evan, you're the consultant here. You're also the owner of Van Gogh Hospitality. Could you tell us what that means?
So Van Gogh Hospitality is the umbrella of concepts coming in the future. One of them are Van Gogh Bistro, which just opened recently in Norfolk. We had a grand opening last week. It was well-received. People really loved the food.
Oh, that's great.
And then so now the next project is Fat Chance Pub and Billiards. And we have another project happening in Williamsburg, which will be about 10 months out.
Okay, a busy man.
Yeah, busy, busy.
Okay.
Busy is an understatement for that guy.
Okay. Yeah. But Joseph, you said it's a lifelong dream. You're going to be the owner.
Yes,
of Fat Chance Pub and Billiards.
That's correct. It's going to be my everyday job.
Okay, well, let's go inside.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So as we head inside, everyone in Colonial Beach, we know where this is, just to the right of Peddler's Market. All right, let's go in. Okay, wow, this place is huge.
It's big.
Okay, this is really big. Okay. All right, nothing here is finished. Okay, it doesn't look like you've started. Okay, can you give us an update where we stand on this?
Yeah, basically we've just demoed a few things, gotten rid of that. We got a lot of work to do.
When do you plan on opening?
So the goal would be probably about 4 to 5 months from now. So we just got done with our planning with our architect. And now that we've got the actual plan for the build out for the actual kitchen, we'll start pulling permits, get things moving. So 4 to 5 months, but really we're probably looking at most likely 6. I always say that it's about a month or two out of whatever we project.
Okay, so you have architectural plans?
Yes. Yes.
Do you have them here?
So I have the beginning drawings of the architectural plans, yes. They are right here.
Okay, I see it.
So the good thing is that I've always been a big fan of a center bar or like the, not specifically an island bar, but basically almost like a little peninsula right here. So you have about 20 seats right here to the center.
Okay, so not a huge bar, but it's in the center, 20 seats maybe. Is this going to serve beer, wine, and spirits?
Everything, yes. Full bar.
Full bar. Uh-huh. And am I looking at booths?
That's right. So we have booths here. So we
booths.
So we have about 15 booths. We're going to have three high tops.
I like booths.
Booths are great.
Booths are great.
And then by each pool table, we have four planned right now. We're trying to decide if we're going to have four or six. That's still kind of in the air.
So these are pool tables.
Yeah, so those are four diamond pool tables.
Okay.
These are the best pool tables you can shoot.
Yeah,
wow.
Specified diamonds. That's a whole different game.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So it's not your average bar pool table. They're clean. They're well maintained, and they shoot straight. You're not going to find any leans on here. As the process goes on, there's actually another one that's drawn out where we, without the architect, before we got this, before he brought this to us, we had it drawn out and he cleaned it up for us.
Okay.
So right here we're deciding maybe we're going to pull this out and just make this a service area.
Okay. So two things are really standing out to me. One, I see the men's room. I see the women's room. These are the bathrooms. Those are huge.
They are. So he talked to me as far as code goes. I got a little excited about the idea for the bathroom. So we might trim it up a little bit because the amount of people that we have in here, we probably won't need all that. So we'll might be able to save some space here, and then maybe that's where we'll get the what we were talking about earlier, possible dartboards.
Oh, yeah.
So you might have dartboards.
We might be able to bring dartboards in when we save that space.
Okay, we'll get back to that in a minute. Another thing that's really sticking out to me, that's a huge kitchen.
Yes, it's a great kitchen. So the goal is here. I've worked in many places, restaurants, open mini restaurants. And then the difficult part is getting there after the kitchen has been built.
Yes.
So we're here in the beginning, so we're going to make sure that everything makes sense. Trench drain over in the area where all the dishwasher and everything that is.
Right, right.
So that way, when you're cleaning, everything goes into the drain. I've seen drains that go slope up, which is the most horrible thing in the world. But everything in this kitchen is going to be functional and efficient is the idea.
Okay, so when I think about a pub with pool tables, I think it's like a dirty bathrooms and it's dark, but no. You've got big bathrooms and you have a kitchen. Is this going to be a full kitchen?
Yeah, full kitchen. So
full menu.
Full menu, big menu. The goal is to create a menu that everyone can enjoy. So we're going to have probably the best burger in Colonial Beach.
Okay, hold on. Repeat that one more time.
So we're going to probably most likely have the best burger in Colonial Beach.
Okay, you do understand that Willy's makes the best burger, right?
We'll let the people decide. Okay. I can't claim that. We'll let them decide.
All right, that's going to be a fight.
And when they say it is, I'll just say I didn't say it. They did.
Okay. All right. So with all these booths and these tables, I can literally just come here and eat if I want to. I don't have to do anything else.
No, you don't at all.
Absolutely.
I think the great thing about here is that you get to come in, enjoy the menu. The menu is going to be the huge draw. You know what I mean? People that love to play pool are going to be happy to be playing pool, but you just get to hang out and people watch and see what's going on. It's going to be a very active, positive place.
So this is your dream. You're going to be here working.
Yes.
You're the owner.
That's correct.
Okay, so what do you see here?
I see a Cheers vibe. I see me in here hanging out with the customers, playing pool.
Okay.
Hey, if you want a free lesson, whatever. What else am I doing, right? So that's where I'm at with that. Yeah. I say, come eat, come hang out, come say hi to Rocky, my dog.
Okay, yeah. By the way, as we do this Talk of the Town part one, we have Rocky Balboa. What kind of dog is this?
He's a Pomsky.
Is this going to be the mascot?
Yeah, well, one of them. Okay. We're going to have more than one mascot. Let's make that clear. That's a fun story.
Okay, and we have a couple of gentlemen here that you've actually hired from Colonial Beach.
Yes.
Okay. So this is going to provide some jobs to the community too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's my main goal in this. I'm like, I think that's money's cool. We all need money. Don't get me wrong. But I think the creating the job aspect of it is like the beauty of it.
Before we go any further, when you talk about dartboards, you talk about pool tables. One thing you really got to talk about is like, well, first competition. Are you going to have pool leagues?
I'm up in the air with that one because. Have you ever gone to the bowling alley and this league's all night and you can't never get a table? So I don't want to run into that. So I'm thinking we'll feel that one out maybe on a couple nights a week. But I'm thinking maybe just run tournaments and it'll save room. And then the tables always be open. We don't need all the tables for a tournament. Like perhaps we only need two of them, but depending on how many people show up. And then we can just, play on the other ones just recreational.
I remember from years ago, y'all was on an APA team.
Yeah.
And the key to that was our team had to go to other places to play pool. Yep.
Right.
So to that end, do we know of any other pool tables in King George County?
I do know that
my
neighbor makes a commute to Fredericksburg for league every night, and him and I are friends. He's a pool player from the same world somewhat. And basically what I'm saying is people will probably make the commute if we did want to do a travel league.
Okay, so then we have to go to Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it would only be every other night of the week because you play home and away. So
right.
It's like, you know, okay. you go there to their bar, then they got to come to your bar. Then you spread all the money everywhere. You know, everybody wins.
Right.
You know, that's what we're aiming for. Everybody wins.
And if you do darts, there's also dart leagues.
That's correct.
Okay, I don't know how a dart league works. Do you know?
I really don't. I've never played in one. I just always just enjoyed the.
But we can have local tournaments.
We certainly could, and we have to find somebody to facilitate that situation. So So how me and Joey know each other. Speaking of billiards, he's a very humble person, but he's an incredible pool player.
Is that how you met?
So it's how we reconnected.
How you reconnected? How did you first connect?
So originally we were from the same neighborhood in Virginia Beach. We actually had the same class
trailer park.
Yeah, same trailer park in
Virginia. Okay. Humble beginnings. Okay.
100%.
Okay.
And so we were actually in the same biology class for some bit, and then funny
in high school.
In high school, yeah.
In biology class.
That's right.
So funny, yep. Joey. 10th grade.
So this comes from high school.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Deep water.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah.
So it's funny he remembers me not coming to school all the time.
Is that true?
It's very true. Yes.
Okay. And so you skipped a lot of school.
Yeah, I spent more time in the restaurant. The restaurant has been my classroom.
Okay. Okay.
So with the pool league, I started playing pool. I mentioned Kelly's earlier. If you heard, I was shooting pool at Kelly's all the time, and I was
Where's Kelly's?
It's a tavern in Virginia Beach. It's Irish tavern. But
okay.
I was terrible at it, and then I started shooting pool at Inland Reef, and then it just turns out that Joey was a league player over there as well.
Okay, so you were in high school together, then you actually reconnect over a pool table.
Yes, over pool, basically the pool community. Evan, which I never knew he was even
shooting pool
anywhere near this world. And next thing you know, he's connected with some of my like close friends. I'm like, wait, how do y'all know each other again?
Okay, so is that the start of the dream?
That's the start of the reconnect, and it happened in Vegas by some crazy.
Yes, so at the universe.
No, stop, stop. Okay, so all right, so you go to high school together, biology class,
yes, uh-huh.
And then you kind of run into each other at a pool on a pool table in Virginia Beach.
So we actually were kind of ships of the night at Inland Reef. He's there. I'm not. When I'm there, he's not. The leagues we were on separate. Sides of this.
Yeah.
But when we went together, when everybody from Inland Reef went together to Vegas, we're all part of that restaurant.
So Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas.
And this is Inland Reef.
This is Inland Reef.
And Mark is one of my close circle. Mark Spangler, he owns Inland Reef in Virginia Beach. He's one of my close circle.
Yeah. Okay.
And so we're sitting there with everybody from Inland Reef that's in Vegas to shoot this tournament. And then Joey's like, Evan's over there. And he comes over and he's like, I'm like, yeah, I shoot pool with these guys. And he's like, I shoot pool with these guys.
Right.
And
okay.
This is in Vegas, my entire
okay.
life. After 15 years, we went our own separate lives.
Okay, so two things. One, if you're listening to this and you understand this and you're doing a better job than me, your dream, it's pool tables, but I keep looking at this. Yeah, I see pool tables, sure. Maybe have a dartboard, sure. It's a lot of fun. But I'm just seeing booths. I love booths. I love a good menu. So I'm going to go right back. What else is on the menu?
Oh man, so we have there's so many things. So you're gonna have like some of the things that are coming from my restaurant, like kimchi, like crispy kimchi dumplings. You're gonna have these crispy spring rolls that nobody has here. You're gonna have
there are crispy spring rolls here.
Not like these ones.
Okay.
So and then you're gonna have Rico. He knows he had them.
Okay, hold on. What's your name?
My name's Rico.
Okay, Rico, now you live here in Colonial Beach.
Yeah, I live here in Colonial Beach.
And they hired you to help out?
I work with Joey to take care of what needs to be taken care of.
Okay, so you tasted this food. You live here in Colonial Beach. What do you say?
It's better than anything here. It's different. It's they don't have what he has.
How long have you been here?
I've been in Colonial Beach for 2 years now, but I've been coming to Colonial Beach for my whole life. You know?
Your whole life?
Yeah, my whole life. My aunt has a house right here off of Washington Avenue. Like,
okay, so you're not new.
No, I'm not new.
You've been around here a long time.
I've been around here a long time.
You've eaten here.
I've eaten here, yeah.
And
I've worked here.
And you're telling me.
In this town.
Where'd you work?
I worked at Ice House. Or not Ice House. I worked at Eugene's. They're gone now.
Yeah, they're gone.
But they did the food for Ice House.
They did it food for Ice House a long time.
Right, yeah. And so, I mean, there's nothing that is like it. I'll just say that. It's art. It's really art. It's culinary art. It's not just food. You know?
This is high praise.
That's what it is. AUC. I mean, show and prove, words are words, but you just got to show up and get something.
Okay. Colonial Beach resident is now giving you your first 5-star review.
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right. So you guys met high school, pretty soon you reconnect. I met Joey at the Osprey Festival. That was a heck of a festival, right?
Yeah, we had some weather. It was some cold, and Janelle was out there with a tiki boat, cruising tiki. That's my
Janelle's great. We actually did a talk of a town with Janelle in the tiki boat. So now it's your turn. Awesome.
Yeah. I happened to meet Gary and Janelle a few weeks back.
Yeah, he went to the tiki bar.
Gary came to the grand opening.
Gary came to Norfolk
to visit me for the grand opening.
For the pre-grand opening.
Okay, so this is coming full circle.
Yeah, it's crazy. His daughter happened to be there, and just the timing, come on. It was crazy.
Now I'm meeting you at the Osprey Festival. You tell me you're opening this thing. Are you willing to tell our listeners how much this is going to cost you?
So I think that's something that you leave out. I would say this. We are doing this in a way that's
modest. Investment are you making in Colonial Beach? How about that?
So the investment is there's a big monetary investment going into this place. I mean, to build it out, I mean, I won't say specific numbers, but it is a pill to swallow, we'll say.
Is it $300,000?
Yeah, we'll say it in the realm of that.
Okay, there we go. Yes. Yeah, I've been in the, around. I've been
so around. Good number, though. That's
I've been around for a while. So that's a lot of money to pour into Colonial Beach, right?
That's right.
That's a lot of money to invest into a dream.
It is, but we look at
it's serious business.
Serious business. Yeah. And look at the impact and the jobs you get to create. So
sure.
Yeah, I mean, you only live once, right?
Why not? Okay, and with food,
that's art.
It's art. Okay, so you... All right, this is exciting.
So the last part I want to say about the menu. So we spoke about the food, but then we also have drinks coming. So our cocktail menu, we have a full bar, but our cocktail menu is going to be built by our good friend Ken Howe.
Who's he?
So Ken Howe's from Virginia Beach, but he is part of a group of bartenders of the top 50 bartenders in the United States.
Okay.
So he's a craft cocktailer. He does incredible stuff.
Is he going to move here?
He's just going to build our menu and help. He's going to come in and help train the bartenders.
Okay.
Yes. He's not moving here.
Then race back down to Virginia Beach.
He's going to be part of that opening team.
We're going to have
brilliance here.
Okay. And you got full wine?
Yeah, wine, cocktails, and beer.
Frozen drinks?
Most likely, yes.
Okay. All right. So,
So they just passed me the menu. Here's some of the drinks that were done. This is actually Gary Wasser, my guy, and a collaboration of Ken as well.
Okay.
But the Oolong New Fashioned is a really good one. It's Elijah Craig Bourbon, Oolong Tea Syrup, Orange Bitters, and then we actually smoke it in front of you.
Okay, so what I'm looking at is a phone that he handed with a drink menu. I'm seeing about 20 drinks here, and they're all, looks like to me, craft drinks.
That's right.
Complicated craft drinks. Okay. So it is.
It's simple to the point where it's not overwhelming. That's the goal.
Okay. Oh, and you're vouching for the drinks, too.
I had a gin. The Club McQueen was a gin with hibiscus and egg whites, I believe. And we were joking about the egg whites, and he was like, try it. I made the menu, try it.
Okay.
Had it. One of the best drinks. No alcohol burn. Like, you'll get drunk drinking that. You got to be careful.
Did you pay this man to say these things? Okay.
No.
All right.
No.
Okay.
But yes, with food and drinks, yes.
Okay.
They're chasing their dream. They're artists, really. Chasing their dream. They're providing jobs for the community. They're changing Colonial Beach. I'm with that. I'm all about that. So I'm behind that.
Yeah. We are at WWER. We're about that, too. I can tell you the big question I have, really. You're down at Virginia Beach. You're opening in Norfolk, at Williamsburg. You're meeting in Las Vegas. You met in high school. All this stuff. How do you know about Colonial Beach? Did you know about Colonial Beach 2 years ago?
I didn't. I'll just say this simply. Joey told me.
Okay. Okay. So. All right. Yeah. Okay. So when you're growing up, you're in high school. Okay. What did you do after high school?
I worked as a longshoreman for 22 years.
Tell everybody what a longshoreman is.
You ever see the big, you don't see them on the Potomac River, but the big container ships that go throughout the oceans, shipping everything everywhere.
Those big barges I see going down the...
barges. They're huge container ships, far bigger than the barges.
But I know what you mean.
I did that for 22 years.
Okay.
And I basically just put myself in a position financially to get out of there. And
It pays pretty well, then.
It pays well, but it's a lifestyle, and it's just not... I don't miss it. I'll put it to you like that.
Okay. So a longshoreman for 22 years.
22 years. And
that's amazing because you look like not a day older than 23.
God bless him.
Okay.
God bless him. Right. Thanks for that.
All right. Okay. All right. That's enough
Talking
of that.
To you, Rocky.
That's enough of that. But okay. So you're Las Vegas. You're shooting pool. You're from Virginia Beach. You're on the water for 22 years.
Yeah, 22 years.
When did you learn about Colonial Beach?
I moved here in August, late August.
Okay.
So I learned about Colonial Beach about 2 months before that. So like about a year ago.
Okay. So
2 months before I moved here.
Right? As you're listening to this.
I came through here with a group of friends and ran into Betty at the real estate office and went in and basically bought a house like I was at Walmart. I said, this place is amazing. I'm moving here.
You moved here because of the Walmart?
No, no, no. Not the Walmart.
Okay, okay. Okay, that's what it sounded like. Okay.
No. I said, this place is amazing. Right. I moved here once I met Betty.
Yes.
And then I loved the place, took a ride through it, saw the golf cart community.
Oh, like, the golf carts. Yeah.
I was going to go to Florida. I took a trip to Sarasota. Because I could have moved anywhere because I do everything basically, you know, from my phone and computer, you know. So
sure.
Took a trip to Sarasota, came back. I was like, maybe I'm going to go to Sarasota. Ended up.
Okay.
By some reluctancy, went to a trip to Annapolis with a friend just for the heck of it.
Okay. Okay. At this point, I'm going to ask our listeners, listen closely, because when you told me this story at the Osprey Festival, I almost fell over. Okay. So listen to this very carefully. Go ahead. Let's start from the top. What friend and why were you going to Annapolis?
Okay. So I'm not going to mention the other friend.
Okay.
Tara Eberle is basically, she's my friend in Annapolis.
Okay. Okay.
She's an attorney, very, very well known attorney.
Okay.
Well, it turns out
Okay, and that was Rocky Balboa cheering you on, okay?
Yeah, cool, Rocky.
Okay.
So anyway, it turns out I went to visit. I didn't know who she was. She was a friend of a friend. So her and I end up making friends, and we connect, and she's one of my cool people now, right? So
okay.
I was going to link up with a financial advisor. You know, I was like kind of looking around.
Because you were thinking about building something like this somewhere.
Somewhere, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, wherever I went, it was on the.
And at this point, you had never heard of Colonial Beach.
Never heard of Colonial Beach. Okay. Never heard of it. So,
all right, this is exciting. Okay, go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, so I ended up becoming friends with Tara, and she's connected. She's in D.C. She's kind of plays a big role in D.C. and stuff, you know. So she says,
and this is the attorney.
This is the attorney, Tara. Yeah, she actually won Maryland Trial Attorney of the Year in 2024.
Okay,
she's all over Google.
Okay,
she's awesome people.
Okay, great.
And I'm thinking she wants to be here for the grand opening as well. So I'm
gonna
get her here for sure. I talked to her a couple days ago. Anyway, she introduces me to Paul Strauss. He's a shadow senator in D.C.
Yes, he is.
So,
but why were you in D.C.?
Well, because he's a financial advisor. So she set me up a meeting at the University Club with him, and they had me and my nephew as a guest of honor there. And then he mentioned, he was like, well, you know, you're going to want to go
somewhere. A guest of honor of what event?
Of the dinner. It was a lunch that my nephew and I and Mr. Strauss and his assistant, we had at the university.
About business?
About where I'm going to move. He's a financial advisor as well.
Oh,
so it wasn't
okay.
There because he's a senator. He's a close personal friend of Tara's.
But he is a shadow senator of D.C.
Of D.C. still currently.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So we set the meeting up. I'm like, this is crazy to even be in this meeting. You know?
Right.
Yeah. He chauffeured us all around D.C., introduced us to like a bunch of people. It was crazy.
Okay.
So, anyway.
I lived in D.C. for many years, so I know what this is.
Nice,
go ahead.
Nice. Yeah. So
So you're in this lunch.
Yeah, we're in the lunch. So Tara, unfortunately, she was supposed to be there with us, but she got stuck in Baltimore. So anyway, that aside. But it's cool. I mean, it's business. I get it.
Yeah.
It's her job. So I'm saying, listen, I want to go here or there. He's like, I was like, I just got back from Sarasota, maybe there. He's like, well, why do you want to move there? You know, he's a real smart guy.
Yeah, yes. He is.
Yeah, why do you want to move there? I was like, well, he's like, well, have you thought about Colonial Beach? I'm like, well, where's that?
Okay, so the shadow center of D.C., talking about business investments, says, why not Colonial Beach?
Well, he was pretty pushy about Colonial Beach.
And you go, where's that?
Yeah, I said, what state is that in?
Oh, that's hilarious.
I said, what state is that?
Oh,
I'm from Virginia Beach.
Oh, my God.
My whole life.
Okay, so you're from Virginia Beach.
I'm gonna get out of Virginia. That's my goal. Oh. And he's like, it's in Virginia. I'm like, nope. I'm not even interested.
Okay.
So we have the meeting.
No, hold on. We're going to back up.
Okay.
You're from Virginia Beach. You never heard of Colonial Beach.
Never heard of it.
When he mentions Colonial Beach, you go, what state is that in?
Yeah, what state?
Oh, Virginia. My God. Like, oh. Okay.
So, yeah. So then we get to chat, and we have the dinner. He's a nice guy, you know. You could move here. I'm talking about West Coast. And he's
sure.
Like, so at the dinner, he circles back around. He's like, well, you know, you really might ought to give Colonial Beach
a second try.
So
oh,
I was like,
wow.
All right, so I mean, he's a senator. What am I supposed to do?
Right? Yeah, right.
So I start looking into it. I'm like, what in the world is this place? Like golf cart to the grocery store? What? So I was like, yeah. So I did some little bit of research, took a trip with my nephew, the same one that was with the Met Paul.
Right.
Took a trip with him and another friend of mine. We came and we met Betty at the Colonial Beach Realty, and bought a house, and I closed on it 2 weeks later and moved here.
Okay, so you come here for one day.
One day.
And buy a house.
And buy, yes. That's
okay, what was it about Colonial Beach that sold you?
The golf cart community.
Okay. So,
riding my golf cart to Food Lion.
Okay, so you just want to ride golf carts around.
Well, that
is. Do you like the golf carts?
And scooters.
Scooters. Do you like the beach?
What? Yes.
Okay, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, now hold on.
The view, like what?
No, I love Virginia Beach.
So I'm like, where did this place come from? Thanks for accidentally meeting Paul Strauss, because now here I am.
Were you here at the Potomac River Festival?
I don't think so.
That was last weekend.
Yes, but I didn't partake.
Oh, the fireworks show was amazing.
Yeah, it was a lot of people.
It was incredible.
I came riding on the scooter.
Okay.
I had Rocky had been away for a minute.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of activities here all the time.
Oh, I won't wear it. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I'm like, what is this place? The first weekend I moved here, it was a car show.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's great.
So you fell in love with it right away.
Immediately.
Love at first sight.
I told Betty, I said, you were like the best real estate agent I've ever dealt with. She is on it. Like, she's awesome. So her and I kind of became friends, and here we are.
So it was love at first sight.
Yes. Yep.
And you two are ships passing in the night. Okay, there's a lot of romance in this dream.
Bromance.
Yeah, it's a bromance.
Bromance.
There's a lot of bromance in the dream. Okay, this is exciting.
That's right.
This is very exciting. So you had no idea, and now you're here spending a lot of money getting this done.
Yeah.
Okay, you are the owner and operator, Van Gogh Hospitality. Under that umbrella, you are now current owner, and you're going to be here 100% of the time. Colonial Beach resident hiring people from Colonial Beach.
That's correct. That's
right. To work Fat Chance Pub and Billiards. That it actually, yeah, it's a pub. It's billiards. But my gosh, it's a heck of a restaurant with a kitchen and good bathrooms.
That's right.
This is not a joke.
It's not a joke. It's more than just a pub. It's a home away from home, you know. And we're doing this. I want to be very adamant about this. Tourists are great, but this is for the locals.
This is a local community.
This is for the locals. Basically, come chill, come play some pool. Let's go grab a burger and play a game of pool and watch the football game.
Oh, so you're going to have TVs here?
Yeah, it's going to be a whole sports pub.
Okay, you have TVs here. Is it going to be a good place for kids?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, so sometimes the language around a pool table could be saucy.
Well, we're going to be here to regulate that.
So he did mention this. So when the concept of this came up, we did say that, you know, sometimes with pubs, billiards, there could be sort of a dark element that exists there. But that doesn't have to be the case. There are places such as in Virginia Beach where we have like Shore Break. There's a couple places like that where it is a family, open to families. Kids could come there. I think if you watch, I was just telling him if you keep an eye on our Facebook page and our social media, I'll be posting a video of my daughter shooting pool.
Okay.
So she's actually better than I am. I actually sent a picture. I sent the video to him.
You
the
discredit
day.
Yourself, man. You beat a Canadian.
Okay, so when I would say, yeah, I've been in some places that seem more family friendly because it's well lit.
Yes.
It's clean.
It's going to be bright.
And it has it's bright, it's cheery, and then it has a kids menu.
So just your simple kids menu, noodles, chicken tenders, everything that parents know that they could give to their children.
A little hamburger.
A little hamburger.
The best little hamburger.
A mini hamburger.
The best little hamburger in town, right?
We're not going chef's table on the kids menu, but it'll be well enough.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, this sounds great. And you plan on opening when?
So the goal would be the next five months. I mean, as far as things go, you know, the build out goes, we just got our final kitchen layout done. We'll start pulling permits soon and then get the ground broke.
Okay. This is really exciting. We're looking at a great addition to Colonial Beach. I've covered a lot of these events. This is very exciting. Evan, thank you. Thank you so much. Good luck in the couple of weeks.
Oh, thank you. Can I say one last thing?
Please.
So just, I'm going to close this up. It's going to take me 1 minute. That trip that we went to in Vegas.
Yes.
We went there as a group to play this tournament. Joey took the whole thing.
Oh, Joey won the entire tournament.
He won the whole thing. So where we had three different bars from Virginia Beach in there, where we were competing against each other, against Canadians also, which are really good at pool.
I said that earlier about the Canadians.
Okay.
At the end, you had us as a Virginia Beach community just rooting Joey on to win this thing, and he took the whole thing, which was beautiful.
So you won the entire thing.
Yeah, well, I won from the winner's side, actually.
Okay, so now I'm going to ask –
He's great.
Okay, yeah, okay. Maybe it's a league, maybe it's not. How about for kids? You give lessons to...
Absolutely, why not?
If you're a pool shark...
I wouldn't say shark. There are players way better than me.
But okay,
I
mean, well, if you win the entire thing in Las Vegas, it's no joke.
I have my moment. No, I got pretty good credentials. I've been playing pool forever.
Okay.
So, no, I think it would be a great idea. Why not inflate the skill level of Colonial Beach in billiards? Because why not?
Okay.
Right? If your kids want to come learn how to play pool, I got it. And I don't want free lessons. That's where I'm at. I will teach anybody for free, whatever free time I got. I would love to help.
And if you own a large umbrella with many restaurants and everything underneath you, would you consider coming back to Colonial Beach, maybe talk to high school students?
Oh, yes. No, the idea of to put out the idea and the dream of to be an entrepreneur or a chef or an operator, that's something that I love to talk about. Right now, my daughter, she's 9 years old. She comes into the restaurant now at Van Gogh. I don't ask her to do anything. She jumps right in and starts helping.
Okay.
It's just a beautiful thing. Everybody wins.
So you're going to be a vital member of the community as well.
I'm hoping to. I mean, I'm just...
Well, if you fall in love with Colonial Beach and then you're open into this, this is a match made in heaven.
Here we are.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I could.
Okay, this is really exciting.
I can ride my scooter to work. Who can say that?
Okay, this will be the first time in WWER history that we're doing a Talk of the Town Part 1 and a Talk of the Town Part 2. I'm going to return back to Fat Chance Pub and Billiards after they open, about a month after they open, and then we're going to see where you stand.
Can't wait.
Okay. And then we'll do some follow-up questions and everything else. Thank you, Evan. I appreciate the time.
It's been great talking. Great talking to you.
Thank you, Joey. I wish you the best of luck.
Absolutely, man. And thank you. And this has been fun.
Okay. My last question for you, Joey. What's your favorite radio station?
WWER 88.1, y'all.
Thank you very much.
I love you.